With tempers cooling a bit for now, analysts are taking stock of the role that India and Pakistan's nuclear arsenals played in the crisis. Some say Cold War-style nuclear deterrence prevented the two sides from going to war, but a handful of peace activists in the region believe that's a dangerous lesson to draw, as NPR's Eric Weiner reports from Islamabad.
India has a no-first-use policy. It promises that should war break out, it will not be the first nation to introduce nuclear weapons. But Pakistan has never made such a pledge. It reserves the right to use its nuclear weapons at any time. Pakistani generals fear that they may have no other choice if their forces were overrun by India's much larger, better-equipped army. Many Pakistanis, such as Rasul Rais, a professor at Qaidi Azam University, believe it was this implied nuclear threat that ultimately convinced India to back down during this latest crisis.
If there were no nuclear weapons, Indians would have attacked Pakistan much earlier. Today, what stands between war between India and Pakistan are the nuclear weapons that Pakistan possesses, because India doesn't know what Pakistan is going to do.
In other words, says Rais, the same kind of nuclear deterrence that kept the Cold War cold is now at work in South Asia. It's a view shared by many Pakistanis and Indians, but Pervez Hoodboy, Pakistan's most vocal anti-nuclear activist, says just because deterrence worked this time doesn't mean it will work next time.
Although we may be able to periodically ride out crises, we rode out one in 1987, then another in 1990, then in 1999, and now in 2002. How long can we successfully ride out nuclear crises? I don't know. But at some point, it's going to come to a stop. Then you're going to get nuked someday, or you are going to nuke someone.
It's not accurate, says Hoodboy, to compare the Cold War with the conflict in South Asia today. The U.S. and the Soviet Union were separated by thousands of miles. India and Pakistan share a long border. That means that reaction time to a missile launch is reduced to only about 5 minutes. And India and Pakistan have yet to put into place Cold War-style safeguards. There's no hotline, for instance, between New Delhi and Islamabad. Finally, says Hoodboy, the Soviet and American publics knew about the horrors of nuclear war. Most Pakistanis and Indians do not.
There is a phenomenal ignorance about what nuclear weapons are, what they can do. Nowhere, well, either among my students or among the population at large, do I hear people understand what a fireball is, the radioactivity that would then destroy tens of thousands of lives, or the long-term effects of radioactivity and the effect it would have on the gene pool of the country and so forth.
Imagine an atomic bomb dropped on a city. As the bomb explodes, it would destroy everything for miles around. It would feel like the end of the world.
Hoodboy, who is also a nuclear physicist, has produced this documentary, an unflinching look at the human cost of nuclear war. It's been broadcast in Canada and Japan, but not in Pakistan. State-run television refuses to air it. Hoodboy has also been barred from lecturing at Pakistan's National Defense College and other government institutions. Some Pakistanis have questioned his patriotism. Others consider him an alarmist, needlessly worrying the public about a very remote possibility. Ayaz Amir, a Pakistani newspaper columnist, says even during this recent crisis, there was never a real risk of nuclear war.
I think the fears of a nuclear exchange were exaggerated. Much of it by very irresponsible talk on the part of both sides. In the subcontinent, we've always been loose about our nuclear rhetoric, right from the point where we started off our nuclear programs. But I don't think so that it would have come to that.
Amir says nuclear weapons are just as safe in the hands of Pakistanis and Indians as they are in the hands of Americans and Russians. But peace activist Pervez Hoodboy says neither Pakistani nor Indian leaders seem to have learned much from this latest crisis.
It has not really rattled this society, and it's in fact not even shaken it very much. So I'm not sure that we've learned enough from this one.
And that, says Hoodboy, could prove disastrous during South Asia's next nuclear crisis. Eric Weiner, NPR News, Islamabad.